我们看第二章第一节。
Read from chapter 2, verse 1.
Naomi 的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。
Now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man standing whose name was Boaz.
我们再看第二章十九节。
And then chapter 2 verse 19.
十九节二十节。
And 20.
婆婆问她说，你今日在哪里拾取麦穗，在哪里做工呢？愿那顾惜你的德福。路德就告诉婆婆说，我今日在一个名叫波阿斯的人那里做工。老美对儿妇说，愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断的恩待活人死人。老美又说，那是我们本族的人，是一个致敬的亲属。
Her mother-in-law asked her, where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you. Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. The name of the man I work with today is Boaz, she said. The Lord bless him, Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and to the dead, she added. That man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers.
我们再看第三章第一节第二节。
And then we read from chapter 3 verse 1 and 2.
路德的婆婆拿俄米对她说，女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？你与波阿斯的使女常在一处，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？他今夜在坛上播大麦。
One day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you, where you will be well provided for? Is not Boaz whose servant girls you have been, a kinsman of ours? Tonight he will be winnowing barley on the threshing floor.
我们再看从第九节读到十二节。
Then from verse 9 to verse 12.
波阿斯就说，你是谁？回答说，我是你的婢女路德，求你愿你衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个致敬的亲属。波阿斯说，女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前更大，因为少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的我必照做行。我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子，我实在是你一个致敬的亲属，只是还有一个人比我更近。
Who are you? Boaz asked. I am your servant Ruth, she said. Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer. The Lord bless you, my daughter, he replied. This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger man, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true that I am a near of kin, there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I.
在纲要的里面，我把这一章的圣经分成四个段落。
In your outline, I have separated this passage into four different sections.
第一个段落就是第一节到第五节，就是Naomi的教导。
The first session will be from verse 1 to verse 5 about Naomi's teaching.
第二段就是路德的要求。
The second session will be the request of Ruth.
第三段就是波阿斯的承诺，就十节到十五节。
And the third session will be from verse 10 to 15 about Boaz's pledge.
最后就是路德的期待，就十六节到十八节。
And finally, Ruth's anticipation from verse 16 to 18.
我稍微很简单的略略的 讲过了第一段。
I have briefly talked about the first session.
但是可能我们还有很多的问题。
But maybe we still have many questions.
特别我们就想到为什么路德要弹在波阿兹的脚下。
Especially, why would Ruth want to lay on the feet of Boaz?
这是一个要求波阿兹给他的恩典。
And this is a request from Ruth for Boaz to give her grace.
这也是路德向波阿兹求婚。
And also in asking for Ruth asking Boaz for marriage.
我们不是很清楚当时的风俗习惯。
We're not very clear on the custom of the day.
但是我想我们看见这两一对的人他都是非常的规矩非常的正常的。
But we saw that these are two people, they are very honest and upright.
那我想到路德不会做了越轨的事情。
I don't think Ruth wants to do something beyond what she should.
波阿斯也不会做了越轨的事情。
And similarly, Boaz will not do what she should.
因为很多人都看路德是一个才德的女子。
Because many people see Ruth as a noble woman.
但是很多人也是看到这个波阿斯乃是当时伯利恒的一个领袖。
And also they saw Boaz as the leader of that time.
他也是非常遵守律法的。
And he follows the law.
所以刚刚我读了几段的圣经。
So the passages I have just read.
我们也是可以看出来波阿斯乃是路德的至近的亲属。
We saw that Boaz is a kinsman for, of Ruth.
按照律法说波阿斯应当要娶路德做他的妻子。
According to the law, Boaz should marry Ruth as wife.
为他那个身子立后。
So that she can continue to have descendants.
但是波阿斯并没有开始这样做。
But Boaz did not do that in the beginning.
但是我们看到 Naomi 是一个可能是一个非常好的婆婆。
I think Naomi, she's a very good mother-in-law.
她是常常为着路德着想。
And she was considering, the matter for Ruth.
她希望路德能够找到一个另外的一个婆家。
She wants Ruth to find another home that she can be in.
能够在她以后的日子能够过得非常的舒服。
So that she can have a comfortable life from that point on.
我不知道 Naomi 的动机如何。
I don't know what the motive of Naomi.
但是我们整个来看 Naomi 乃是为着路德着想的。
But we can see that it's because of Naomi's consideration for Ruth.
我想 Naomi 也是一个非常有智慧的妇人。
And Naomi is a very wise woman.
她能够用非常恰当的方法。
She was using a method that was appropriate.
她也是在一个非常适合的时间。
And at an appropriate time.
叫路德下到禾场去。
So that Ruth went into this field.
可以向波阿斯求婚。
And to ask Boaz to marry her.
我想这个时间不是很长的。
I don't think this is a very long period of time.
我们看到第一章的时候就看到他们回到伯利恒正是动手割大麦的时候。
Because when we see that when they went back to Jerusalem, it's the time for harvesting the barley.
现在这个大麦已经割完了。
And then this is the time that they finish
harvesting the barley. 是他们是整个把大麦堆在一起。
So they put all the barley together.
但燃尽了那个场。
And then filled with this field.
把那个糠秕都吹散。
And to blow away all the chaff.
是哪一天晚上波阿斯就在那个麦堆的旁边睡觉。
So at that night, Boaz was sleeping right beside that field.
我想收大麦的时间最长就是一个月。
I think the longest period of harvest may be for 1 month.
我想Naomi 跟路德回到伯利恒就看见开始割大麦的时候。
So when Naomi came back to this town, she saw that it's the beginning of the harvest of barley.
她不能够留在家里了，等着哪一个大麦人送过来。
Then she cannot just wait at home, wait for people to bring the barley to them.
她必须要想办法怎么解决她吃饭的问题。
She needs to figure out how they can live.
所以路德就要求 Naomi 说，她可以不可以到田间去拾取麦穗。
So Naomi asked Ruth if she can go to the field to glean the field.
恰巧就是到了波阿斯的田间。
And so happened she went into the field of Boaz.
我想他们两个人彼此的认识就是在一个月的当中。
I think they only know each other fine within just 1 month.
我想他们没表示说我爱你，你爱我。
I don't think they have shown any love, affectionate.
但是在他们的心中却是默契，两个人的默契。
But then they have this understanding between them.
所以波阿斯夜半的时候醒过来，就发现一个女子睡在他的脚下。
So Boaz woke up in the middle of the night and find that this girl was laying on at his feet.
所以他就问说你是谁？
So he asked, "Who are you?"
我们就看到路德就回答说我是你的婢女路德。
And Ruth answered, "I'm your servant, Ruth."
我想在这里路德就是很简单讲了三句话。
And Ruth simply just talked about three phrases here.
第一句话就是我是你的婢女路德。
And first one, I'm your servant, Ruth.
第二句话就是求你用你的衣襟遮盖我。
The second is spread the corner of your garment over me.
第三句话就是因为你是我一个至敬的亲属。
And the third phrase is since you are my kinsman redeemer.
我想路德没有什么专家的。
And I think Ruth was not pretending at all.
在这里我们就看到她非常的坦诚地回答波阿斯的话。
And she was very honest and straightforward to answer the question.
我是你的婢女路德。
I'm your servant, Ruth.
她就在波阿斯的面前说，我是不配到你的面前。
And she was saying that then I'm not worthy to come before you.
我们到主的面前也是这样的。
Similarly, when we come to the Lord,
当我们知道我们不配的时候，到主人面前的时候，我们感谢神，我们的主就悦纳我们，接纳我们。
When we know that we're not worthy to come to the Lord, our Lord will accept us.
所以在我们的诗歌当中628首。
So in the hymnal in 628.
我每次唱的时候就非常的心里很受大的震撼。
And every time I sang of it, I was moved with that song.
我觉得这首的诗歌也是常常的提醒我。
And also, this song always remind me.
我不是在做一个非常圣洁、非常的推崇的人到主的面前。
I'm not coming here as a holy person.
我来到主的面前就是承认说我是不配。
And I just came to knowing that I'm not worthy.
我就是照着我的本相，非常的坦诚的来到主的面前。
I just come here just as I am.
我们需要这样的谦卑的到主的面前。
We do need that humbleness when we come.
我们感谢主，我们若是这样的时候，我们就蒙住了神的救恩，神的恩典。
We thank the Lord because as we come like that, we will receive His grace.
第二句话说，求你用你衣襟遮盖我。
The second phrase is spread the corner of your garment over me.
这个衣襟也可以说是翅膀。
And you can think of this garment as the wings.
在旧约圣经的里面，常常用翅膀表明神的恩典的遮盖。
In the Old Testament, always use the wings of God as to cover us.
这个翅膀也可以说是他的保护。
And it's also His protection for us.
也可以说在他的恩典之下。
And also under His grace.
也可以说在他的带领之下。
And also under His guidance.
神总是用着翅膀抚慰着我们。
And He will use His wings to protect us.
他常常用他的恩膏膏我们。
To use His ointment to anoint us.
当我们求他用他的衣襟来遮盖我们。
As we ask Him to cover us with His garment.
第三句话就是因为你是我一个至敬的亲属。
And the third phrase is because you are my kinsman redeemer.
我不知道这个时候路德知道不知道另外一个更亲的亲属。
I don't know if Ruth at that time knows that there's another person even nearer of kinsman to her.
但是写路德记的人就说，因为你是我一个至敬的亲属。
But then here the author just said that you are my kinsman.
可能他知道另外有至敬的亲属。
Maybe she knows there's another one nearer.
所以他没有说到唯一的至敬的亲属。
So she did not say that you are the only kinsman redeemer.
但是他愿意先来到波阿斯的面前。
But she's willing to come to the Boaz first.
她恳求波阿斯来做她至敬的亲属。
She asked Boaz to be his, her kinsman redeemer.
这一个至敬的亲属的意思说， 他有一个责任要去赎他所卖的地。
And this kinsman had a responsibility is to redeem the land of the person.
若是这个妇女的丈夫死了，这个自己的亲属必须要娶她做妻子，为她生子立后。
If the husband died of the woman, that this kinsman need to redeem the land and also the wife and continue to have descendants for the brother.
所以这三句话的里面，我们看到路德在布尔斯的面前求他的怜悯。
So we can see that Ruth is asking for mercy from Boaz.
求他的爱情。
To ask for the love.
也向那个布尔斯求婚。
And also ask for the marriage.
但是感谢神，虽然非常的简单的话语。
Even though it's a very simple sentences.
但是布尔斯就给他三个的承诺。
And also Boaz have three answer pledges to Ruth.
第一个承诺，布尔斯用他的话语来回答路德三句话。
So he used his words to answer these three questions.
第二个，布尔斯就是向神永生的耶和华起誓，他要为他做一切的事情。
And secondly, he pledged before the Almighty God that he will accomplish all these things.
第三件事情就是他用一个实际的东西，十五，他削了六簸箕的大麦，就给路德带回到家里，让他伯伯看到。
And the third thing he did was he used the practical, giving her six measures of barley so that the Naomi, her mother-in-law, can see that.
所以第一个他是话语的承诺。
And first he pledged with his words.
第二个是启示的承诺。
And secondly, he used the making an oath to for the pledge.
第三个就是用食物的承诺。
And thirdly, he used the food as the pledge.
现在让我们那个仔细的慢慢看这三件事情。
Let's now then go into detail on these three things that he did.
我们第一个看到布尔斯怎么样的回答路德。
And first, let's see how Boaz answer Ruth.
我们从第十节开始，波阿斯说：“女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你幕后的恩比先前更大，因为撒略人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。”
He said, "The Lord bless you, my daughter." He replied, "This kindness is greater than that which you showed earlier. You have not run after the younger men, whether rich or poor."
这是他回答路德第一句话说：“我是你的婢女路德。”
And this is the answer to Ruth's question that I am your servant, Ruth.
路德说我是婢女，我是路德，我是摩押的女子。
Ruth was saying that I am your servant, I am Ruth, I am a Moabite.
我不配入了耶和华的会。
And I'm not worthy to come into the sanctuary of God.
但是现在在布尔斯的面前，睡在他的脚下，乃是求他的怜悯。
But she came before at the feet of the Boaz to ask for mercy.
我想我们每一个基督徒都是这样的。
I think each of us Christian is like
that. 当我们谦卑来到主耶稣面前的时候
，As we humble and come to our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们的主就拯救了我们。
And our Lord will save us.
我们的主就施恩在我们的身上。
And our Lord will give us grace.
我们的主就听我们的祷告。
And our Lord will listen to our prayers.
有时候我们刚刚蒙恩的时候，我们的祷告非常的简单。
In the beginning, when we become a Christian, our prayer is very simple.
但是我们有一个谦卑的心。
But because we have a humble heart,
有一个坦诚的心。
We have an honest heart.
我们的主就收纳我们的祷告。
And our Lord listened to our prayer.
并且要照着我们的祷告去成就在我们的身上。
And he will fulfill according to our prayer.
所以布尔斯就说，女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福。
So Boaz said that, the Lord bless you, my daughter.
路德说，我不配，但是布尔斯说，愿你蒙耶和华赐福。
Even though Ruth said, I'm not worthy, and he said that the Lord will bless you, my daughter.
下面他就说你幕后的恩比先前的恩更大。
And later on he said, the kindness is greater than what you have shown earlier.
因为少年人无论贫富你都没有跟从。
Because you have not run after the other younger men.
我们在乍看这一些圣经的时候。
When we look at this verse.
我们就想到路德 幕后的得的恩典可能比先前更多。
And we can see that Ruth had received greater grace than before.
实在也是这样的，他蒙住了，以后蒙住了神的恩典，以后蒙住了人的恩典，比以前蒙住了神的恩典和人的恩典更多。
The grace that he received from man and from God is greater than what she had before.
但是我们若是仔细的去读的时候，
But if we read that in detail,
或者我们多读几本的翻译的英文的翻译本，
If we read from different translation,
我们查查那个原文的意思的时候，
And then if we look at the original meaning of the original text,
我们就发现到这里乃是说到路德他所得的他所施的恩，
and we will see that the actual Ruth was showing the grace.
路德施给波尔是什么恩呢？
So what kind of grace does Ruth show to Boaz?
波尔实在是一个年纪很大的。
Boaz is an old person.
他没有想到这个年轻的摩押的女子，虽然是摩押的女子，但是还是长得很美丽。
Even though this young woman, Moabite, she's a very pretty lady.
他反而来找我这一个年纪很大的男孩子。
And she came to seek after me, such an older person.
所以这一个乃是路德所施的恩典。
And this is the grace that Ruth was showing.
因为下面就是接着，因为少年人无论贫富中，你都没有跟从。
Because the follow on is saying that you did not run after the younger man, whether rich or poor.
你没有去找这许多的少年人。
You have not looked after the or run after those younger men.
这许多人跟你一样的非常的活泼。
And they are just as active as you are.
你可以一起的谈很多的事情是一样的。
You can communicate with the same at the same level.
但是你反而来找我。
But then instead you came and seek me out.
这是路德对波尔斯的好处。
And this is what Ruth showed the kindness to Boaz.
Boaz 实在是注意到路德。
And Boaz had noticed Ruth.
路德从心灵的里面得到了波尔斯的哪个感应，他也实在爱波尔斯。
And Ruth had felt that, and then she really loved Boaz.
所以他并没有去找其他的年轻的人。
So she did not go after the other younger man.
他反而要找这一个非常稳重的一个年纪大的波阿斯。
And she seek after this older man, more stable man.
但是另外我们再看下去的时候，我们看到路德夫但是对波阿斯有恩。
We continue to see not only Ruth have grace to Boaz.
他对他的婆婆拿俄米也是有恩德的。
And she also showed grace to her mother-in-law, Naomi.
他不是一个时候对他的婆婆很好。
Not only one time she would show favor to the mother-in-law. Every day she cleaned the field, then she would take them back. And she would serve her mother-in-law. So that's why it's saying that you show greater grace, kindness. So this is the first sentence.
波尔斯就回答路德。
The second sentence when Boaz answer.
这是在十一节。
This is in verse 11.
他说：“女儿啊，现在不要惧怕。”
Say, my daughter, don't be afraid.
凡你所说的，我必照做行。
I will do for you all you ask.
我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。
All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character.
路德自己好像在波尔斯的面前说：“我无处藏身。”
And since that Ruth was saying that I have no place to hide,
我现在只有来到你的面前。
I can only come before you.
因为你是我至近的亲属。
Because you are my kinsman redeemer.
我要求你的衣衣来遮盖我。
I need to ask your garment to
cover me. 我就是在你的脚下。
And I can lay this at
your feet. 做你的奴仆。
To become your slave.
他充满了哪个空虚。
And she was filled with this emptiness.
他需要保护。
She needs the protection.
他有许多可怕的事情。在周围围绕着她。
Many terrible things are surrounding her.
但是这个波阿斯告诉路德说不要惧怕。
But then this Boaz tell her that do not be afraid.
并且答应她说她要照她所说的去行。
And then promise her that she will do what she asked.
并且她就说路德乃是一个贤德的女子。
And then he said that Ruth was a woman of noble character.
两前两个周末的时候，我们就是看到箴言。
In the two weekends ago that we have read about prophets.
我想我们很多的弟兄姊妹得了很多的帮助。
And many brothers and sisters was helped.
其实最重要的就是在最后一章31章。
And the most important is at the last chapter, chapter
31. And
talking about this noble woman.
那书我们写的是主前1000年。
And it's about 1000 BC when Solomon wrote that.
那录的是在摩西以后的进迦南的事情。
And Ruth is during the time Moses when they entered the land of Canaan.
差不多1300年。
Maybe 1300 BC.
但是这个时候，哇，是看出这个路的，很多人看到这个摩押的女子，虽然是外邦的女子，她却是一个才德的妇女。
And Boaz and the townsmen see that even though she's a foreigner, but then they notice that she's a woman of noble character.
这个字跟箴言31章那个字才德妇女一样的字。
This is the same word that was used on Proverbs 31 about this noble character woman.
这是第二句，他回答路德的要求。
And this is the second answer when he answered Ruth.
那第三句话就是在12节。The
third answer will be in verse 12.
路德说：“你是我一个至近的亲属。”Say
you are true that you are. I am a near of kin.
波阿斯就回答说：“我实在是你一个至近的亲属。”
And that's how Boaz will answer. Yes, true that I am a near of kin.
只是还有一个人比我更近。
But there is a kinsman redeemer nearer than I.
很多人怀疑路德跟波阿斯有什么不正常的关系。
And many people will suspect that maybe Ruth and Boaz have some abnormal relationship.
And
from this we can see that it's very normal.
因为波阿斯很清楚的就告诉路德说，我不随便的做事。
And it seems like Boaz telling Ruth that I just don't do things very casually. But I will do it according to the law.
我一切的行为、行动、说话都是按照律法做标准。
All the way I do things is according to the standard of the law.
在摩西的律法，若是男女犯奸淫的时候，必须用石头打死。
In the law of Moses, if they have adulterous
incident,
they will be stoned. It's something that happened then.
但是反而他要遵照着律法的规定。
And he was trying to follow the law here.
要让一个比他更亲的亲属来赎路德的地，拿俄米和路德的地。
Because there's a kinsman even nearer than him, then he wants him to redeem.
若是哪一个更亲、更近的哪一个至亲的亲属要娶他的时候，他就让给他。
If that person nearer wants to have Ruth, and he will just let him do it.
所以他必须要守住他的贞洁。
So he need to have her she need to have her virginity.
她还没有被赎的时候,
before she was redeemed.
她还没有举行婚礼的时候,
before there was the marriage.
他们两个人还是表保守他们的贞洁.
And they will be pure before that.
我想就是我们年轻人时候要学的功课.
I think that we young people have to learn this.
特别今天在美国，我们要需要学习，要保守这个宝贵的。
Especially in America that we need to follow the word of God.
我们下次就开始看第四章。
And next time we will look at chapter 4.
第四章前面一段就说到怎么样的背书。
And the first session talk about how we can be redeemed.
他们也经过那个法庭。
And through the court.
他们法庭判决了以后，他们就举行了婚礼。
After the court had decided, then they had the marriage.
若是你们预备婚礼的时候，这是一个非常好的榜样。
And if you are preparing your wedding, this will be a very good example to follow.
以往你们没有得到这个好的教训，就过去了。
Before you have not learned about this, then it's passed already.
但是你们现在要预备，要追求男女朋友的时候，要举行婚礼的时候，实在是一个非常美的一个榜样。
But now that you know that when you have a relationship and then you have planning for the wedding, this is a good example for us. Today I won't talk about that in detail. Maybe when you read it, you'll find out. And maybe in the next 2 weeks, we can confirm that. Or maybe the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And will speak to me similarly.
所以在13节就说, 你今夜在这里住宿,
so in verse 13 he says, stay here for the night.
明着他若肯为你尽清楚的本分,
in the morning if he wants to redeem,
就由他吧,
good, let him redeem.
他若不肯, 我只做永生的耶和华启示,
but if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives,
我必为你尽了本分,
I will do it.
你只管谈到天亮,
so lie here until morning.
必须经过哪个黑夜,
you have to pass through the night.
哪个黑夜他还是要经过,
she needs to pass through the night.
没有办法着急,
and we cannot hurry ourselves.
但是杰克布阿斯他乃是积极的要为路的去成就这件事情,
and Boaz is very actively want to fulfill this for the Ruth.
所以到了第四章一到天亮的时候就开始把这个案件向法庭宣告。
So in chapter 4 in the early in the morning he went to the court with this case.
在这里是第二个他的承诺。
And this is his second pledge.
他说我要执着永生的耶和华启示。
It said, as surely as the Lord lives,
我必为你尽了本分,
and I will do it.
启示不是随便的事情,
we don't easily make an oath.
特别摩西的律法若是弃掉是一定要遵行,
especially in the law of Moses, if you have make an oath, you have to follow through.
启示乃是说到两个人的约定,
and it's about a covenant between two people.
启示也是可以说他所说的话不可更改,
and also making the oath is that it will not be changed again.
启示也可以说他的话是可靠的,
and then the word is reliable.
启示也可以说他永远不失信,
and then also making this oath that he will not be unfaithful to that.
启示也可以说我们应许什么以后要成就什么,
and whatever we have pledged, we will follow through.
我们感谢神, 我们的神常常向我们启示。
We thank God, our God always make an oath to us.
他使这自己的永生向我们启示。
He will pledge to us according to his ever-living.
我们的主耶稣所说的话,
so in the New Testament, we can see what the words of our Lord.
没有不成就的,
nothing will not be accomplished.
他的应许无论是多少,
regardless how big or small of the promise, it's always true.
让我们真是能够有这样的信心来领受神给我们的应许。
Let us have this faith so we can receive this pledge of God.
我们也是也要的对人我们要诚实的我们所说的话也是当真的。
And then whatever we speak to others, we need to treat it as true.
所以我们主耶稣对人说的时候常常说我实实在在的告诉你。
So our Lord Jesus, every time he said, verily, verily, I say unto you. We hope that we also be the same when we talk to other people. Our God is an Amen God. And this verily, verily is really saying Amen, Amen. So to God, we must have that attitude of Amen. Everything is true and real.
我们对于我们弟兄姊妹也是要实实在在的。
Similarly to our brothers and sisters, we must be true.
我们对于外面的人,还没有信的人,我们也是要实实在在的。
Even to the non-Christian, those who have not believed it, we need to be true.
这是一个生命的流露。
And this is flowing from our lives.
这乃是我们的主 向我们所要求的,
and this is a request from our Lord.
我们怎么样能够把见证做出来?
How can we have a testimony before people? How can we share the gospel?
我们实在是一个实实在在的人,
that we are a true and real person.
我们对于神, 我们对于人也是要实实在在的。
To people and to God, we must be truthful.
这是启示的意思。
And this is what do you mean by pledging it?
我们要抓住神的应许。
We need to hold on to the promise of God.
我们若是应许什么事情，向神向人，我们也必须要成就。
If we promise something, we must fulfill it.
那我们还有一点时间，我们就看到第三个他的承诺。
And we have still some time. Let's look at the third pledge that he had.
这个第三个承诺就是有食物的印证。
And this third pledge is using the food.
我想这个时候布阿斯的手上没有戒指。
And I don't think this Boaz had a ring at the time.
那是这个时候布阿斯知道预备放一个戒指在口袋里。
Maybe if he can just prepare a ring in his pocket.
我想他赶快地就把戒指拿出来戴在那个路德的手上。
Then I think he will take it and just put it on the hands of Ruth.
那个时候所有的就是大麦。
And all he has is the barley.
但是大麦也很有意思的。
But it's very meaningful.
他就学了六簸箕的大麦。
So he took 6 measures of the barley.
有的解经家就说六簸箕的大麦差不多有60磅。
And some theologians said 6 measures is about 60 pounds.
但是有人计算说六簸箕就是六以法。
And some have said that that may be 6 ephah.
六以法大概有有一以法是22升。
And one ephah is 22 sin.
所以有100多升那个。
So about 100 of these.
我想若是 一升的大麦是一半的时候
So one sin is about half
One pound、
okay.
那就是100多磅
So maybe 100 pounds
我想路德是非常强壮的
So I think Ruth may be pretty strong
不管是60磅120磅都是他抬不容易抬起来
Either 60 or 100 pounds is not easy to carry
他的衣服穿的外衣也是非常大的
And she must be putting on a pretty big a piece of clothes
所以前一次我提到说我们这个肚量要大
So last time I talked about we must
be,
have an open heart And our clothing needs to be
我们才能够领受那六簸箕的大麦
So then we can receive the 6 measures of barley
但是我们也需要不但要宽大
Not only we are wide and big on our clothing
我们也需要力量
We need the strength
我们能够抬得起
So that we can carry it
我们若是读路德记的很快地读过去的时候
If we read through this book of Ruth
我们就想到路德是一个非常温柔的人
And I think that Ruth is a very gentle person.
她一定的手是很嫩的。
And very, maybe the hand is very soft.
但是其实路德不是这样。
But actually, Ruth is not like that.
她的性情她非常的温柔。
And she's very gentle in the character.
我相信她的体力是非常粗大的。
And I think his body, physical body, may be very strong.
她实在可能有个健康美。
And maybe very healthy.
所以她就捐了六个大麦。
So he gave her 6 measures of barley. I was thinking, why did he give her
6 measures?
Why did the author not just put down something very small unit? And I was meditating for a long time.
但是我想不一定是一个非常好的解释。
Maybe it's not a very good explanation.
我们就看到这六是很有意思。
And we saw that 6 is very meaningful.
六是我们应该做的事情。
And 6 is something we should do.
这个六以法六个簸箕也可以说它六天所要捡的麦穗。
And the 6 measure may be the 6 days of gleaning.
现在它不必说这六天去捡。
Now she does not have to go there for 6 days.
这是恩典。
And this is grace.
恩典不是我们的努力去捡的。
And grace is not because of our work.
我们需要殷勤。
And we need to be diligent.
但我们更需要恩典。
But we need grace even more.
这个恩典给我们这六天的许多的粮食。
And we were given grace for 6 days of food.
我们好好的能够在安息日好好的来敬拜主。
So that we can come and worship on the Sabbath day.
而且我们六天没有去捡麦穗的时候。
If the 6th day we have not been going to glean.
神若是祝福我们。
If God give us grace.
给我们的丰富。
And give us riches.
给我们的富足。
Give us abundance.
这乃是神给我们的。
And this is what God has given us.
借着神给我们的丰富。
And by His abundance.
我们是可以去帮助很多贫苦的人。
We can help other poor people.
这是我们不是单单为着我们得着了
It's not because we have received the 6 measures of barley.
我想 Naomi 她得到这六簸箕的大麦的时候,
and I think Naomi, when she received the 6 measures of barley, she must be very happy.
她也有一个实际,
and she had the practical. And she now knows that this Boaz is a person of responsible. And
is
an ideal husband for Ruth.
但是只得罪了这个六簸箕,
but then after she received the 6 measures,
这是先得罪的一部分,
this is first a received partially.
弟兄姊妹,当我们信主的时候,
brothers and sisters, when we become a Christian,
我们接受主的时候, 我们就成了神的儿女,
when we receive the Lord, we become the children of God.
我们就有主耶稣的生命在我们的心里,
we have the life of Christ in us.
这个时候圣灵也住在我们的生命的当中,
at this time the Holy Spirit will dwell within us.
这是神开始给我们的最美好的福分,
and this is the beginning of the blessing from God.
是以弗所第一章十三节说, 祂赐给我们圣灵做印证,
so in Ephesians 1:13 it said, He gave us the Holy Spirit as a deposit guarantee.
那意思说, 现在祂把圣灵给了我们,
and what it means is to give us the Holy Spirit.
祂更是把神的丰富, 祂乐意丰丰富富的给了我们,
more so He's willing to give us the abundance of God.
但是我们需要来接受,
but we need to receive.
我们需要完全的来信靠他,
we need to trust in Him completely.
我应该要回到刚刚所说的,
I need to go back to what I said earlier.
这个六到底什么意思?
So what is the meaning of this?
我们就看到圣经整个六天的时间创造天地,
that God used 6 days to create this heaven and earth.
他创造了以后第七天乃是要给我们享受,
and after that on the 7th day He will want us to rest and enjoy.
他自己要享受,
He wants to enjoy it too.
他也要我们给他一同的享受,
He wants us to enjoy the things together with Him.
所以六天是一个工作的日子,
so 6 days is a working day.
第七天乃是安息日,
and the 7th day is the rest.
这是摩西的律法很清楚地告诉了后代的人,
and it's very clear in the law of Moses.
六天要殷勤地做工,
you are to be diligent working in the 6 days.
第七天乃是要分别为圣这个日子,
and then we have to set aside the 7th day.
这个日子乃是神的,
and this day belonged to God.
但是感谢神,我们借助我们的主耶稣基督,
and thank God by our Lord Jesus Christ.
他完成了这个第七天的安息,
He fulfilled this rest on the 7th day.
他另外从死里复活,
and He rose from death.
结果死里复活乃是成了一个七天的头一天,
and this risen from death becomes the first day of the 7th day, and this is the day of resurrection. So today we don't just follow the Sabbath day, but to remember the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And every day, every week, we need to remember the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在迦拿婚姻的上面那个把水变成酒,
we also remember in the wedding of Cana when Jesus turned the water into wine.
在哪一个宴席的主人的那个新郎的家里外面排出了六个石缸,
in the home of the wedding banquet in the husband's home, there are 6 jars of water.
这六个石缸摆在哪个地方, 是耶稣就叫那个月人把水倒进去,
and there's this 6 empty jar, and so Jesus told the servant to pour water into it.
以后再舀出来,
and when they took the liquid out,
哪一个水就交给管宴席的人去尝,
and then taking that for the master of the ceremony.
人尝了哪一个酒以后就说, 你人都是把好酒放在前面, 你反而把好酒留在后面。
After he tasted that, he told the husband, the groom, that people will leave the good wine, use the good wine in the beginning, but he left it to the end.
这六个石缸是一个器皿,
and that 6 jars is an instrument
让主来使用,
to be used by God.
我不知道是不是我们也要预备这个器皿。
I don't know if we need also to prepare this instrument.
能够让神来使用我们。
So that God can use us.
在以赛亚呢第六章的里面。
In Isaiah chapter 6,
我们看见哪一个撒拉夫。
We saw that the seraphim
有六个翅膀。
There are six wings.
两个翅膀遮脸。
Two of them to use to cover the face.
两个翅膀飞翔。
And two of them to use to fly.
两个翅膀遮脚。
And two of them to use to cover the feet.
我不能够很确定的说这个六到底代表什么。
I cannot surely say that what the six represent.
但是我们若是去读这许多圣经的时候。
But if we read all these passages from the Bible.
特别犹太人常常用六。
And the Jews will use the word the number six.
当也是登山变相的时候，马太福音是记载着过了六天。
In the Transfiguration in Matthew, it recorded after 6 days.
马可也是记载说过了六天。
Similarly, Mark recorded that after 6 days.
但是路加是说了第八天。
And yet, in the book of Luke, it said on the 8th day.
因为路加是希腊人。
Because Luke is a Greek.
是希伯来人的这个六是很有意思。
So the six to the Hebrews is very meaningful.
我们若是预备了器皿。
If we prepare the instrument.
我们若是得着了神的印证。应证的时候
Once we receive the assurance from God,
我们相信神要为我们做成这个事情。
I believe that God will accomplish and fulfill this.
所以路德就回到家里去。
So Ruth went back to her house.
现在Naomi又问路德说，路德呀，你怎么样？
So Naomi asked Ruth, what had happened?
好像Naomi现在认不得路德。
It seems like Naomi cannot recognize Ruth anymore.
婆婆说女儿啊怎么样了
and the Naomi asked how did it go my daughter
那真正的那个意思是说你到底现在是谁
and it's really in original meaning has something like who are you now
好像路德现在有个大的转变
seems like Ruth has a big change here
我不晓得可能心里非常的高兴
maybe she was very happy in her heart
还有等候得罪了那波阿斯
and she was waiting to receive
power 她一开始她脸色改变了
maybe her face had changed
但是路德就告诉婆婆
but then Ruth told her mother-in-law
她说那人给我六簸箕大麦
he said he gave me these six measures of barley
对我说你不可空手回去见你婆婆
and said that don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed
现在是一个印证现在不再空空的回来。
Now she had the assurance that she's not coming back empty-handed.
Naomi 说我满满的出去。
And Naomi said, I have gone out with everything.
但是我空空的回来。
But then I come back empty-handed.
现在波阿斯给了六个簸箕的大麦。
And now Boaz gave her the six measure of barley.
让 Naomi 看到。不是现在的他的人生不是在空空的
so that Naomi can see that her life is not with empty handed
是第最后十八节的时候婆婆说女儿啊你只管安坐等候
so in verse 18 the Naomi said wait my daughter until you find out
她说看这是怎样成就
and find out what happens
因为那人心里不办成这事必不休息
for the man will not rest until this matter is settled today
只管安静等候
just wait
这是何等宝贵的话语
and such a precious word
我们需要看这是怎样的成就
and how these things will happen
我们的主从来不失信
and our Lord is never was always faithful
我们的神从来不失信
and our God is was always faithful
他若是今天不办这事就不得休息
if he does not accomplish this today he will not rest
我们有时候觉得神好像不听我们的祷告
and sometimes we may think that God is not listening to our prayers
我们有时候说我祷告了好久
and sometimes it's that we pray for a long time
我一直在祷告要一个爱主的弟兄做我的配偶
and I want a loving brother to be my spouse
但是一次的我们没有看到
but then I did not see
而且我们说我要一个非常好的姊妹做我的妻子。
Or maybe we say I want a godly sister to be my spouse.
但是我有祷告一次放在神的面前，但是我还没有看到。
And I put that in before God, but I still cannot see.
我们好像那个神给我们的时间非常的长。
Seems like God had given me such a long time.
是的，他要我们忍耐的等待。
Yes, He wants us to wait and patiently wait.
但是我们要知道他一定要做成。
But we know that He will fulfill it.
他的时间跟你我的时间不一样。
His time is different than our time.
拿俄米对路德说，谁一个人今天不办这个事情，就不得休息。
And Naomi told Ruth that this man will not rest until the matter is settled.
我们就是真正谦卑在主的面前。
If we can humble before God,
我们真正的愿意把自己交托给神。
And to lift ourselves and give it to God,
我们真正的若是倒空我们自己。
If we can empty ourselves,
我们的神要为你我成就了他极美的事情。
And our God will fulfill these beautiful things in our life.
他只是把最好的事情给我们。
He always gives us the best.
让我们安息在主的怀抱的里面。
Let us rest in the bosom of our Lord.
多少的时候没有办法得着的安息。
Many times we do not have rest.
我这几天有点感冒。
And these few days I have a cold.
我就现在今天肯定就说不出话来。
I thought maybe I cannot speak today.
前一个礼拜我就有一点颠颠乎乎的。
And even the week before, I was kind of a little bit confused.
有一点怕那个跌倒。
And I was afraid that I would fall down anytime as I walked.
我就祷告说，神的，不要叫我第二次的中风。
And I told God, ask God that do not give me a second stroke.
但是感谢主，感冒没有关系。
But thank God, it's okay to have the cold.
我记得以前有个弟兄听我说感冒祷告好。
And I remember Brotherhood, I said that I prayed one time and my cold became well.
有一次的国民聚会，他做见证就站起来说，我要祷告，神叫我感冒。
And so one time at the after communion, he testified that I want to ask God and my cold will become well.
因为他是做医学工作的。
Because he's in the medical field.
他若是不感冒，就没有抵抗力。
If he does not have the cold, he will not have
resistance. 有时候神给我们的感冒，叫我们更亲近他。
And sometimes when we had a cold, that we can be closer to God.
有时候神叫我们感冒，叫我们更有力量。
Sometimes God gave us the cold so that we have more strength.
我们有时候需要安静在主的面前。
And sometimes we need to wait patiently before God.
让我们得抓住神的应许。
To hold on to his promise.
让我们完全的信靠他。
So that we can trust him fully.
也让我们要等候主的成就。
And to wait for the fulfillment of our Lord.
Naomi 说，今日他若不办这件事情
，Naomi said that if he did not settle the matter today, that he will not rest.
他要为你我做事。
He want to work for you and I.
但是他知道什么时间是最好的。
But he knows what is the best time.
让我们能够躺在主的怀抱里。
Let us rest in the bosom of our Lord.
让我们躺在主的膀臂的上面。
Let us rest under his wings.
当摩西最后要给第二代人说话的时候
，When Moses talked to the second generation,
他最后要离开世界
，Before he left this world,
有一句话在我人生当中给我一个很大的帮助。
And this one sentence he said is very helpful to me in my life.
就是在《生命记》33章第二十七节。
And that is in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 24.
他说：“永生的神是你的居所。”
He said, "The eternal God is your dwelling place."
他的膀臂乃是在你的下面。
And you are under his arm.
他实在是托住了我们。
To hold us up.
在我们人生的路程上，总有许许多多的、许许多多的唏嘘不平的经历。
In our life, there are a lot of experiences not very good.
但是，让我们躺在我们全能者、永生神的手背的上面的时候，我们可以得着的真正的安息。
If we are under the hands of the Almighty God, then we can truly have rest.
那也是真正的一个保障。
And that is our true protection.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
恩主，恩主，我们感谢你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
我们仍然说，我们说不清你的话语。
We continue to say that we cannot clearly say of your words.
主啊，当我们思想你话语的时候，是何等的甜蜜。
Oh Lord, when we meditate on your words, it's so sweet.
但愿你的话深入我们的心灵的里面。
May your words enter into the deepest part of our heart.
圣灵啊，向我们说话。
Holy Spirit, speak to us.
这五蕴人的话语是有限的。
Because our words are limited.
但是你能够把你的恩膏的教训赐给了我们。
But you can give us the words of anointment.
我们求你祝福你的教会。
May you bless your church.
祝福每一个家庭。
Bless each family.
祝福每一个婚姻。
Bless each
marriage.
That each family will belong to you.
每一个婚姻乃是一个你的爱的婚姻。
And each marriage will be the love from your love.
我们向你恳求祷告。
We ask before you.
靠我救主耶稣基督的名求的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.